Later today, the European Medicines Agency will announce its review of the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine after a number of member states, including Ireland, suspended its rollout following reports of rare clotting events. As we've been hearing this morning as well, the UK and the EU are at loggerheads over AstraZeneca's distribution. So where does all of this leave the EU target of vaccinating 70% of us by the end of the summer? Is the EU still on course to do that? Well, Stefan de Keersmaeker is the public health spokesman for the Commission, and he's been telling me why they still believe that target can be achieved.
I believe that is definitely the case. It is true that the first quarter has come with challenges and obstacles, but for the first quarter, we should have a delivery of 100 million doses. On the basis of our discussion with the companies, and it's going in that direction, we'll have 100 million doses. But there will be an important speeding up of the production of the deliveries in the second quarter. We expect in the second quarter almost 350 million doses. So including also Johnson & Johnson doses, of which you need only one vaccine to be vaccinated. Now, if you take all these figures together, we will be already very close to reaching the 70% by the end of the second quarter. We had set a target of 70% of vaccination of the adult population by the summer, and we believe that it should indeed be possible to reach this.
So when exactly is that target of 70% going to be reached? Are we talking about the end of August, the end of September, October?
Well, we had said by the summer. This is also not a quantum physics, of course. By the summer means in the course of the summer. Some member states may be in a position to be able to have vaccinated 70% already by the beginning of the summer, which is, of course, very good and which we would very much applaud. If a member state needs a little bit more time to reach the 70% and it would be more towards the end of the summer, then I believe that's also an important positive step. It's not that we have fixed a very specific date. We look at the period of the summer to take into account the situation of the different member states, which may have different epidemiological needs and a different state of vaccination.
It's just, you know, there has been, hasn't there, a bit of blows to people's confidence in the EU's vaccine rollout. We have the threatened export bans, the suspended rollout of AstraZeneca. We're expecting to hear from the European Medicines Agency later today. So lots of factors like that could, besides production difficulties in factories, that could mean you won't meet those targets.
First, as far as this AstraZeneca vaccine is concerned, we expect that the European Medicines Agency will make its conclusions on this vaccine today. So that will already clarify lots of things. Our point has always been that one of the things we have to do to reach the trust of the citizens is to follow a science-based approach. So we follow the science, we follow the scientific advice of EMA. That's one thing. Second, I believe that the figures that I have given you are figures on the basis of our ongoing discussions with the companies. We believe that these are realistic figures. So indeed, on the basis of these figures, it looks like we are really ahead will be able to reach the 70% target. We are aware that there were production issues, but let's not forget we have production issues mainly with AstraZeneca. With the other companies with whom we have concluded contracts, we do not have such production issues. BioNTech Pfizer is very much ahead of its production. Moderna works well. We have now Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which has been approved as well. So if you look at all of these elements together, we indeed believe that the 70% is realistic.
With or without AstraZeneca?
Well, as far as AstraZeneca is concerned, we expect 70 million doses from AstraZeneca in the second quarter. This is far less than what they had agreed on. But still, if you add the 70 million to this second quarter, we would have 350 million doses. If we would not have AstraZeneca, we would still have almost close to 300 million doses, and we would still be on the right direction to reach the 70% target. Obviously, we stay in constant contact with the company, Commission, Member States and company to follow the deliveries, to make sure that the deliveries take place. But again, on the basis of how things are looking now, we believe that we are definitely on the right track.
The other issue I wanted to raise with you, Stefan de Keersmaeker, is some of the newspapers here are writing about the digital certificate for travel plan. And the headlines are, Jab Cert will let you go on sun holidays. Is that premature, or will we be able to have a sun holiday this summer because of these digital certificate plans?
Well, the idea of the digital certificate is that we indeed want to have first a trace of the medical situation of peoples, which would then help them to travel. That's the idea. And the idea is that we put it in place by the summer so that it can be used by the summer. The certificate would indicate the whether the person, the citizen, has been either vaccinated or whether it has had a negative test or whether it has antibodies as a result of an earlier infection. On this base of this certificate, which would be recognized by all the member states, travel between the member states becomes again easier, which is, for instance, also important for the tourism sector, of course.
But even with vaccines, and as you were saying there, it could take the whole of the summer to get to that 70% level, even into the autumn. Is it safe, given the travel and tourism we learned last summer were associated with the second wave?
We have to continue following the epidemiological situation. We have to follow the rate of vaccination. Again, by the end of June, we believe that there will be sufficient, or all we will have sufficient numbers of vaccines to reach the target already by then, probably. Not yet, but we would be very close to reaching the 70% target already by the end of quarter two. We need to follow closely the epidemiological situation, that's for sure. Member states need to make sure that the vaccines that are delivered are indeed also used, quickly used for vaccination. This is going to be a common effort of all the member states. We're in this together, and we will look together with the member states to make sure that we indeed remain on track here.
And that was Stefan de Keersmaeker, spokesperson on public health for the European Commission.